Production. Recorded live.
Good evening, every all. Welcome. Welcome to Unzipping Reality, the Third Awakening. I'm Leah LaChapelle, and today is April the 19th, 2015. April the 19th is kind of an auspicious day, actually. We've had some upheaval historically on April 19th. You can Google that and find out for yourself what I'm referring to. And it's kind of negative. And so tonight, we're going to keep things positive. We like to bring the balance here on Unzipping Reality. We're learning how important it is to be the balance. And that is why we are on this planet at this time, is to bring the balance on a planetary level. So I invite all of us to just enjoy that space, enjoy having that be our purpose. And Unzipping Reality is committed to reminding us of what our purpose is and helping us to take these kinds of smaller leaps and larger leaps together. So tonight is going to be a wonderful evening. We're back with Shannon Ogg, my wonderful friend, my monthly regular guest here on Unzipping. And before we bring Shannon up, I just want to remind everyone that, you know what, we are all loved. So my traditional greeting is us love us, everyone, and reality is now sufficiently unzipped. Yeah, it really is. We've been doing the work. There you go. It is unzipped. The portal is open. And so there's nothing stopping us from moving through and being who and what we really are. So helping me this evening is none other than Heart Spirit Walker himself. HeartSpiritWalker.com is the website of Shannon Ogg. And Shannon is always his authentic self. We can count on him to be authentic. And that's pretty cool, if you ask me, to be around people who are not afraid to be their authentic selves. And, of course, it's all about the love with Shannon. He is a conscious communicator. He is a healer on many different levels. And he enjoys the respect of so many people. He is psychic. He does this professionally. He is a powerful channel. And, as I mentioned before, healer. And he receives messages and receives guidance on how to assist us in this lifetime. And he is quite a teacher. So this evening, if you would like to call in to the broadcast live, the number to call is 724-444-7444. Again, 724-444-7444. 7444, and the ID that you'll need is 128838, 128838, and then I can recognize you and you will be on the broadcast. So, joining me live, I'm in Austin, Shannon is in Houston. Welcome, Shannon, it's so wonderful to have you back with us.
It is such a pleasure. It is always, always my honor to be here.
Oh, good. And well, yes, it is. It's fun, it's pleasing, and it is an honor for sure. And you have just been up to all kinds of things. And tonight we're going to be talking about food, food and your path, your spiritual path, as it relates to food itself. And so I'd like to just turn it over to you now. And would you like to just bring people a little bit up to speed about why you are interested in food tonight?
Well, Leah, back in 2002, I was diagnosed with diabetes, type 2 diabetes. And at first, I could control it with food, and I worked very hard at that. And my body kept, the diabetes kept getting more and more out of control. Then I went to taking metformin, and it still would not control it. And so I went from just taking the pill to taking shots. Mm-hmm. And in this journey of it, because of my, you know, my belief system, I know that my body can heal itself. It can fix, and foods and things can fix it. So I went on this journey about finding foods. And so I did all types of food. I did the bitter melon. I did so many different things. I became a raw foodist for a while.
Really?
A vegetarian for a while. I did so many things. I did acupuncture. I've seen so many shamans and medicine people, and really worked very, very hard at finding a way to fix my diabetes because, you know, I'm young. I'm 47.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm thinking about it. It's like it was a vicious cycle because I had to take this insulin, which insulin is actually a growth hormone. And so I was gaining 3 to 4 pounds a month. And so my top weight was 335 pounds. And
what?
I felt in my spirit, I'm like, okay, if I continue this way, I'm going to die. I'm literally going to leave this plane. So I began to ask questions, and my direction turned to surgery. And so I researched this for 2 years, and I have a niece that had this done 3 years ago. And so I talked to her, and she helped me. She's a nurse, and she helped me and some others, and we really looked at, is this the option for me? And so I got with my doctors, my civilian doctors, and my VA doctors, and really had a conversation. And so I decided to have the surgery. On March 23rd, I had gastric bypass surgery. In 48 hours, my diabetes was completely corrected.
Now, say that again.
I had gastric bypass surgery. I had what they call the root and Y. And in 48 hours... And in 48 hours after having the surgery, my diabetes was corrected.
My goodness.
My blood sugars have been in normal range in the 90s ever since, which is now, tomorrow will be a month.
My goodness.
And I'm on this new experience of myself, and especially about food. Because during this process, I did not realize how much in denial, we talked about this before, that word is really big, denial of food, and how it not only physically affected me, it mentally affected me, it emotionally affected me, and it also spiritually affected me. And so I've been going through this process because what happened afterwards, you know, you got pain. You know, I had surgery, there's pain. I couldn't have food to comfort me.
Exactly.
I couldn't have food to protect me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I began to have emotions start showing up. And in this process, I started seeing things and started pinpointing things in my childhood, in my life, and things that were still, that was in such denial that I hadn't even dealt with, were showing up. And so I'm having this emotional, mental experience because I'm literally had to relearn how to eat.
Mm.
You have to learn how to eat again because you just can't take a spoonful of something, shove it in your mouth and swallow it. You know, chew it a couple of times and swallow it. I have to take a small bite. I have to put it in my mouth. I have to chew it, and then swallow, which was a whole new way of eating for me. I had to, let's say, slow down.
Uh-huh, slow down.
And so people, I got to see you over the weekend, and my being is slowed down. I'm taking care of me. And so I went into slow mode right now. And people think, wow, you got low energy. No, I'm in slow mode.
Uh-huh.
I'm in reset mode.
There's a difference. Uh-huh.
I'm in this place of just, I am nurturing me right now.
Yeah.
And one of the neatest and most incredible things that is happening, I have not had coffee or any type of caffeine in over a month. I feel
wow.
So much better. I have not had any sugar in over a month.
Is that even possible?
Yeah. Yes, it is. Let's just say the physical experience, Leah, I didn't, and it's almost that I want to cry because there's a physical detox. I didn't know that I was a sugar and caffeine junkie. I was addicted.
Mm-hmm.
And my body craved it. I had headaches. But I thought, oh, my God, I'm just going to just, if somebody would just come and bury me, I'm okay. I would be happy. And even questioning, oh, my God, I really made a mistake. This is really I made a mistake. I've got these headaches. I'm going to have a, you know, all this, like you go into a panic mode.
Yeah.
But what it is I'm detoxing.
Yes.
And here's something even bigger. My body is detoxing all of the emotions, all of the things that I have been carrying around. And it's detoxing it. And it's, you know, it's a lot.
Are you saying that the sugar and the caffeine and the whatnot is
yes.
actually a barrier to detoxing some of the heavier emotions?
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I did not know how much caffeine. Just caffeine by itself.
Mm-hmm.
Affected my energy.
Yeah.
I get up in the morning now and I am, you know, I thought, oh my God, I just gotta have, no, I don't have no desire to have coffee. It don't smell good to me anymore. I don't anything. I have some water. I have water and lemon. You know, that's my first thing. I want to drink water. I want to flush my stomach. I want to flush my liver. I want to flush my body.
Right.
And then I have vitamins. And, you know, I'll have to take vitamins for the rest of my life, which is, you know, I'm in such gratitude that I'm not having to stick myself 9 times a day.
No kidding. Now, not all of us have diabetes.
No.
So, you know, you were in a rather compromised position.
Yes.
But, dude, you are calling us out. I mean.
But, Leah, even somebody that doesn't, you are. I mean, you are in crisis, because I can tell you right now, sugar and the caffeine, oh my Lord. I didn't realize how much really those two things affect us.
Yeah.
And how much you crave it.
Yeah.
And there is a difference between, and I want to put this out, the difference between a natural fruit sugar and a synthetic sugar that we would get in cakes and all of that stuff, you know, that, oh, and gluten. Gluten is another big thing for too. Go on.
Right.
No, none of that.
Right, right. Now, okay, let's just pause right here, because our listeners are going, oh, you know, because there is a lot of joy associated, well, let's call it happiness. There's a lot of happiness associated with, say, cake.
Yes, because that's called rewarding or celebrating.
It's our cultural. Yes, it's a reward. It's our culture. And I just want to be real careful right here, because we're not talking about prescribing anything for anyone on this broadcast. Shannon's story. The context for Unzipping Reality is the new paradigm. Okay?
Yes.
The new paradigm. And we talk about this all the time. It's, man, that really feels old paradigm. Well, this feels new paradigm. Well, this feels kind of like one foot in both of those realms, you know. And so all of us are going into a lighter density. Shannon, we were talking about this before we pressed record. We're going into a lighter density. Now, going into a lighter density does not look like we turn into a bunch of sober, old, prune judges that have no fun, because surely that's not what you're telling us to do.
No. I'm not telling you to go sit and meditate on top of the mountain and have some water and rice. No.
Okay.
No.
Good. I just wanted to clear that up.
No.
Because we really do thrive on joy.
It's changing the perception. It's changing your perception from living to eat to eating to live.
Okay, say it again.
Changing your perception from living to eat. Because before, my old paradigm is what I want. I love to eat. I love to eat.
Yeah.
But, you know, I didn't know that I was eating that much, because in my head I would sit in front of the TV and watch TV, and it would go right down, or I would whip in somewhere and grab something really quick, snacky thing, and eat a whole, you know, sandwich, you know. You don't consciously think about it. You just eat.
Yes.
And then, because it's in that place of survival, you know, oh, I got to eat, or a place of reward. That was a big one, because that's our lives. We were taught that. Or if you're sick, eat something.
Yeah.
You know, that'll fix it. To fix the pain. You know, if you're sick, you eat. Here's some of this. You fix it.
Uh-huh.
But this is what I'm finding out. Eating to live. If I eat something in the morning, like my protein, I have my protein, whatever that is, whether it be a really great smoothie with some whey protein in it, you know, and add some green, you know, super green powder in there with it to, you know, give me that yumminess. What I've just done is satisfied my body. I told my body, I'm giving my body everything it needs in the morning. So when evening time comes, I've gave it, and it, what it's doing is listening. It's listening. And then when the evening time comes, we don't want to graze. because I'm satisfying my body. I'm giving my body what it needs.
Okay. Now,
you know,
can you draw a distinction between, you said grazing, is that what you said?
Yeah, we do
grazing.
Grazing.
Can you kind of draw a distinction between what would be grazing and what would be feeding your body?
You know, just kind of going in the kitchen and getting another two, you know, snacks, or, you know, you've ate dinner, but you're still not satisfied. So you're going in and finding whatever's left in the icebox to have.
Okay, now
so
let me ask you this, because I want to get down to practical things, like where we live. Why is our body asking us to do that? What is it that they are really saying? And what is it that I believe maybe they are protecting us from? What is going on here? Do the anatomy of this.
Well, that's what I'm trying to get at, is because we're eating all these junk foods. We're eating all these things that doesn't have the vitamins and the minerals and the good water that our body actually needs. We need these things. And the reason why we have so many things that are going around in our environment right now that could kill us, literally kill us. If we have a weak immune system, we need a strong immune system. How do you get it? You get it through your food and your water.
Okay.
Next,
so our bodies, but our
bodies
are like what you're describing is, okay,
we
know that in our brain. So why would our body not start craving the stuff that would build the immune system? You see what I'm asking? Why does the body crave the junk?
Because it's the carbs, it's the enzymes in that. When you're addicted to something, there's like chemicals in there that becomes addicting.
Okay, you said
sugar. White sugar is one of the most addicting things that you could use. It's almost, I would put it up there with smoking cigarettes. It's a drug. And we find it in just about everything. High fructose corn syrup. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
My doctor and the dietitian that I've been working with is like, do not eat any food that has high fructose corn syrup. Your body will reject it.
Wow.
Your body will reject it.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked that question. She said, because it is not God made. That's what she said. It is not God made. It is man made. And the chemicals they put in it, your body will reject it. See,
wow.
Because in my stomach, because they did the bypass with it, my stomach dumps right into my, you know, it has a little pouch, but it goes ahead and dumps into my small intestines, where I'm starting to absorb certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's so sensitive, it says, oh, no. So they call it the dumping. It's called a dumping.
Mm-hmm.
And my body will dump. And you can imagine what that means.
Yeah.
But our natural body will do the same thing. We wonder why do we get diarrhea? Well, if we look at what we probably ate, something that our body rejected. And one of the reasons why we eat in this more powerful way is to make our body more light.
Now we're getting to
it. It cleans ourselves. Yeah.
Now, what do you mean by make our body more light? Are you talking about light
ourselves,
like we talk, like from the sun, or lighter in weight?
More lighter in weight because we clean the cells. When we get the toxins out, and I'll share this. 1 month it has been, and I eat something, and in about 20 minutes, I can smell it in my skin.
that's heavy.
I'm serious. It is the most interesting thing.
Does it have a lot of garlic in it or something?
Well, it
does it have a lot of garlic in it?
Garlic.
No.
It'll come through my skin. If I have a protein drink that I like, if I don't have time to make one, I have a store-bought protein that's already pre-made. It comes out of my skin. I can feel it.
That is wild.
And I can smell it. And then my sister, no, you can't. And I ate, and I said, here, smell me. And she's like, oh, shit. You can.
That's wild.
Because I
haven't
eaten
anything. Well,
you know
how they say you are what you eat.
Yes. And that's literally true.
It is. I've got a question in the chat, and
yes.
this is from Truth in Action. Thanks for joining us, Truth in Action. The question is, what type of food does the body reject? We already talked about high fructose corn syrup. Do you have any ideas on what other foods the body would reject?
Right now, well, for me right now, anything that is processed.
Okay. Good answer.
And I'm trying to be, I don't want to go into naming things because, you know, then we go into, you know, they can, you know what I'm talking about.
Of course.
Processed food, anything that doesn't come natural.
Okay.
Or a free-ranged protein, chicken, beef, things like that are natural. You know, because our body needs protein. It's what builds us. That's what our DNA is built off of, is protein. And we can get it through animal or through plant.
Yeah.
And so some people can do just plant-based protein. Some people can't. I'm one of those people. I did that. My body doesn't do that well.
I remember your vegetarianism. I remember that.
And my body didn't do well on it, so I had to go back to doing. So let's talk about organic chicken, you know, with no, and I know that it's strange because I've got to start eating. I started eating. You know, I was on a liquid diet for 2 weeks, and now I've been on a soft food diet. And so I've tried chicken from a can. My body didn't like that at all.
Oh, gosh. Shannon, you know what? You're just going to have to move back to Austin because we have got it going on here in Austin with farmers markets and all kinds of food growers all over the place and passionate foodies. I mean, this is the place it's food heaven.
Well, you know, I've been talking to my dietitian and working with her, and she's like, you know, can you find organic? You know, on my side of town, there's not much organic. So there's a Costco. I can go over here and get organic things now.
Good.
And it's a little dry, but that's okay. I can get what I need.
Mm-hmm.
But I get organic chicken that has no enzyme, you know, no things in it. And
exactly. Antibiotics and all that.
Yeah.
Trash.
My body enjoyed it. It made me feel alive. And it is so much different than before where, let's go eat some Mexican food. Yay, you know.
Okay, thank you so much for that, because what you just said was certain food makes us feel alive, and certain food makes us feel like we have satisfied our addiction.
Absolutely.
Totally different thing.
It makes you feel, there's a different, it makes you feel good, but it's making you feel good because you're satisfying. Well, not only candida is in your body, you know,
candida? Okay.
It can govern your food, and it can govern, and there's a bacteria you can get in your stomach that tells you you're hungry all the time.
Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm.
And how you get it is from eating and not a live food.
Okay, not eating enough live.
A live food.
Okay.
And a live food satisfies your body. It not only nourishes with vitamins and minerals, but it also energetically brings it into play.
Okay. I know you have a lot to say tonight, but I just, you know, we're talking about food and our spiritual path. And I'm hearing a lot about the physicality and about relating with our body and what foods are good and what foods to stay away from and the pseudo foods. What I want to make sure that we steer into the spirituality, because you know that's
well,
what I love to talk about. And
well, what
and
I'm
I
doing
just
is
feel
actually
like, mm-hmm.
one of the things we have to bring the, and this is something new for me. And I'm learning it, and this is what Spirit told me. I have to bring my spirituality into my physical.
Yeah.
I have to put it here. Because this is where the action is. This is the nail. This is where we are. And in my spirituality, as I'm working, and my body is, you know, healing itself, and I'm working through all this. This is not only working with my physical, as I said before, it's working with my spiritual. And I'm getting to see this spiritual path. And something inside of me, in my spirit, just is driving me. It's like I'm supercharged inside and I just want to give. I want to even give deeper than I have been before. I want to take myself deeper and give. And give from a place of this just pureness. Not unconditional love, just pure love.
Mm.
And I want to give that way. And and I want to walk that way. I want to be in non-judgment because, you know, here's my path and everybody has their experience. Everybody has it. And, you know, it's like, and I'll share this because I really come to realize this, you know, childhood stuff, mom things, you know, when you have an abusive parent, or, you know, there's abusive thing. You know, that person signed up to have that experience to abuse you as you signed up to have that experience of being abused.
Yeah.
And that person was so much in love and spirit that says, you know what, I'm going to have this experience. I want to have this. And I said, yeah, let's do this. So there's a deeper understanding. So even in myself, as I've been going through and I'm getting off the caffeine and I'm clearing my energy of all of that, because I didn't realize how staticky it made my energy. You know, it really made my static. And the sugars that just get, you know, it was very, very intense. I mean, and it still is. Every day is, you know, it's a new, there's a new adversity that shows up. And I go, wow, thank you for showing up because I'm here and I just want to love you even deeper. I want to take you deeper in my soul.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Shannon's coaching. He's always saying, thank you for showing up. Thank you for whatever is there. Thank you for
whatever.
This experience. Yes.
And, you know, I come to realize, and I got it put in my face this weekend, and I was having this conversation, and I was talking about how compassionate, you know, I am just a compassionate person, and the person told me, but people take that compassion and sees it weak in you.
Mm-hmm.
He says, but if you turn it around and see the compassion strong, that you are a very strong, compassionate being. People will respect it and honor it.
Yes, and when the wind blows, you don't blow away.
That's
because
right.
Your roots go down so deeply.
Yes.
We're really getting into the spirituality here now. I want to make sure that that I clear something up, because I'm just, you know, I'm in the listening of the audience here.
Yeah.
When we're talking about bringing spirituality into our physical, I am 100% sure that there's not one person listening to this conversation that doesn't know someone that is a food Nazi. They're food Nazis.
Yeah.
They are religionists. they are so proud of their
yes.
walk around food, and they are crowing about it, and they want to make sure that everybody knows. And there's some sort of a joke that goes something like, you know, if you want to know who's a vegetarian, you know, you don't need to ask. Don't worry, they'll tell you. You know, because they find their identity and their distinctiveness in their menu. And so I want to make real sure that we're not talking about that.
No,
we're
not
talking
either.
About bringing
wholeness. You should know me enough. No.
Of course.
Right.
And so but see, this is what we have interfaced with, and we don't like that. And so we're not talking about that. We're talking about wholeness, mind, spirit,
right.
body, the physical, and the universal self, and the alignment.
Okay. I want to address all of that. And I'm going to say this with compassion and love, but I'm going to be direct, and it's going to be on the line. I know several of those people. I love them greatly.
Yes.
But it's no different than a person that is eating junk food than it is somebody that is sitting over here eating all this healthy food, because what they're doing is they're eating and eating and eating and eating and eating, but they're not absorbing it. They're not being satisfied by it.
Mm.
What I'm talking about in myself, and what I'm understanding spirit and what a spirit teaching me, is the food needs to satisfy you. It needs to feel alive. And if you're eating, and I know several people that are just really staunch, you know, raw foodist,
mm-hmm.
raw food, and they use that as a crutch to hide some of their emotional stuff.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm. It's a good step, but it's not all the way. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And it's like, you know, Buddha says there's three paths. There's the lower path, the middle path, and the high path. We should be in the middle path.
Mm.
Because that's balance.
Yeah.
Harmony. Because if you get too far in the high path, you lose sight of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get too far in the low path, you lose sight of who you are.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I'm saying. It's like you find that middle balance of why are you that way? Why did I choose to do what I done? And I will tell you, because my spirit called it. My spirit put everything into place for me to have this. And my spirit guides me now on what to put in my body.
There you have it. That is it right there. And so what I'm hearing you say is eating health food does not make you healthy.
That's right.
It is loving your whole self.
That's right.
And receiving
everything.
That guidance that is that pure love. This is easier said than done. You realize that.
Absolutely, because you've got to get up every day and say, I am the most extraordinary being that ever walked on this earth. God gave me this ability to be here. And he gave me this gift to be here.
Yes.
And I'm going to take this path, and I'm going to walk it with such great deep love and give. And give with the deepest that I can give so that I may receive all that I can. Because as I receive,
so
I don't want to hold on to it. I don't want to hold on to it.
Yeah.
I want to receive it and give it.
Right.
And, you know, as we put this, you know, every day I go through this process of washing myself. And I do a little prayer now in the mornings, and I say, okay, God, I'm just asking you just to bring this water, this flow through my body, my veins, my every part of me, and just wash myself so that whatever food I put in my body, it can be nourished. It could go into my cells and just be recharged.
Yeah. I think that's wonderful. You've mentioned a couple of times now about how you start your day. You mentioned lemon water. You mentioned making the proclamation that I am the most extraordinary person, you know, walking here today, right now. And then, you know, what you just said, just enveloping yourself at the beginning of your day in a new reality.
Yes.
So
I love talking
about the new reality. And so we've got a good portion of the show left here, and I do want to make sure that we open the phone because I'm sure that we have some really intelligent comments and questions out there. So why don't we just do that now, and I'll reserve my question for a little bit later. So would that be okay with you if we invite people to make their comments at this point?
Absolutely.
Okay, super deal. Well, hey, if you are live on Unzipping Reality, don't hold back. Just go ahead and speak up, and we'll receive you.
Well, good evening, Leah. Good evening, Shannon. Am I coming through okay?
Yes, you're
yes,
perfect.
Yes, you are. You've got He's got a radio voice.
He does. Who is this?
He's sharp, isn't he? No, people have told me that. They got the perfect face for radio. But if you look at some of my videos, I would have to say that I do just fine on TV also. I think they're just jealous. But that's just my opinion. And that's
okay. Okay, so who are we talking with, please?
This is Russ Dove.
Hello, Russ. Welcome to Unzipping. Yeah. I appreciate it. Long overdue.
I was appreciating sitting here with at least three people, being one myself, that recognize the value of, for years, I've said, I am the greatest capitalist you'll ever meet.
That's right.
I just don't capitalize on money. I capitalize on people. And I'm 58 years old now, and I've been doing this for 30 years at least, intentionally. And I look back, and I get to see the opportunity of people that I've contributed to, people that I've invested deeply in. And the way I look at it is social engineering. I've been a part of setting, you know, explosives and to destroy the old paradigm and expose the new paradigm. And so I get to see that happening, and it's just nice to be in the presence of others who perceive themselves that way. I also finish with saying that I don't expect you to see me that way per se, But what I would say is that everybody, just like you said, Shannon, everybody ought to see that and be able to say that of themselves.
Mm. Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. And because mean it. Not just say it, but truly you know it. You feel it. And when somebody says that, you feel them. Your hair stands up on the back of your neck, and you go, like, whoa. They mean it. They really mean it.
There's a big difference between thinking something, believing something, knowing something, and then fourthly, acting on what one knows. And those are four different levels of living. And I really don't believe you start living until you get to the fourth one, in my opinion, you know, in my experience.
Mm. That's right.
Yes, indeed. And I think that there is a lot of parroting out there. We say, of course I'm extraordinary. Well, of course I love myself. I get that a lot in my coaching, believe it or not, because sooner or later we get right down to it, you know, about the self-love. And the people, you can just imagine, you know, they just kind of roll their eyes or shrug their shoulders. Well, of course I love myself. Oh, really?
That's right.
it's a surface answer. It's surface. And so I appreciate what you're saying, Russ, and also what Shannon has been saying is this is going to take us deeper. And we may go kicking and screaming just a little bit, but it's the motivation. Why are we even having this conversation? Are we just out here trying to be cool? I mean, we are having this conversation to bring people together and to merge and to emerge into a new reality where we are supported and where we're at the cause of that instead of constantly being under something that is the next terrible thing.
Well, and that's a good segue into a little paragraph that I wrote that triggered me to, you know, I've been listening to you now for 2 or 3 years now, Leah, and
thank you.
And you're talking of the new paradigm always, and I've pondered this, and I'm very aware of something. Okay, there's something there that we are missing or that's being withheld from us. But two things before I get to that is that for me personally, I was creator drug me kicking and screaming often at some point. And even now, although what I said about being the greatest capitalist, the greatest person on this planet is true and I know it, there are times that I wake up and I have forgotten that. And that failure of remembering may last a minute, may last hours, it may last days. Now, these days, it doesn't last very long, and I do my best to remember to wake up remembering that because I just have better days. But and I always speak for myself, and I consider myself with a number of years at striving to practice this, I still have my moments where I don't remember that I am. And so I just want to add that to the mix. I don't know that I can't claim yet that we can reach perfection and have that 1,000% of the time, but it is attainable.
But why would you want to be perfected? Because once you're perfected, you have nowhere to go.
Well, my view of it is that once perfected, then that means that I'm there's a whole new world to look at, and that kind of. Let me share this with you, Shannon. I shared it in print with Leah a couple weeks ago, and maybe we can kick off from there because I believe that as perfection comes, now this opens up access to what I call the spirit realm. So here, let's run with this real quick. The new paradigm is here, and the fullness of the truth that drives it is that the Homo sapiens species is actually, any way you slice it and or dice it, half flesh and half spirit. There is a spirit realm and a physical realm. We exist in both and are for the most part absent in the spirit realm. This is an absolute truth that there is no valid argument against. This is the core of what religion hides, and it is the ignorance of this fact that allows us to be controlled and manipulated by the world system.
Nice. And you wrote that, Russ?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Very beautiful. Very beautiful. And in my training or my philosophy, it's dreaming awake. You know, and what you just said, I'm in both worlds. And so I have this dream all the time. I'm in a dream, but I'm in my physical world and spiritual world all the time. So I'm living the dream. I'm in the dream. I'm always moving in my dream. So in my spiritual world and my physical world, they're both simultaneous. That's how I live.
Absolutely, that's how we, whether we are aware of it or not, we all exist in that capacity. We
absolutely
coexist in this moment, forever and forever, at least as long as we're in the flesh and breathing. We have a presence in the physical realm, which is that which we can see, and we have a presence in the spiritual realm, and that which is unseen.
Correct.
And literature over the centuries is just chock full of insightful information concerning the spirit realm. But religion and science refuse to, they deny its existence in their actions and in their words. And that amazes me about religion, but that's a whole other topic that I really didn't even, but it does amaze me that we're not. And so back to your question about perfection is that in my perception of what I call perfection, and again, like I say, I'll never know perfection. I touch it, I see it, I'm a part of it. As long as I've got to eat, sleep, and get rid of what I've eaten, I'll never be perfect. And then there are a number of things that could be added to that list, I'm sure. But now, I mean, it's even like the capacity to have REM eye movement sitting here wide awake. I do that regularly.
Right.
And they say, well, you can't have that unless you deep sleep. No, it has to do with, well, we know all things are energy, and so where is our frequency at?
Yeah.
Well, lots to consider, lots to ponder on all that. I'd like to say that I want to commend both of you gentlemen for your transparency. It takes a lot of courage to come on this broadcast and say, hey, I just had a gastrointestinal bypass surgery, and then talk about it into the intelligent audience that we enjoy. And so thank you so much for just being transparent. It's so important. And Russ, thank you very much for calling in. I just appreciate that. I know we've been trying to hook up, and so I think we finally did it. And, very much for your comments.
If I could have just a little bit, it's okay if I have a little bit more time to talk about food and to just share a little bit about what Shannon's sharing about the food. Is that okay?
Well, I do you have any sort of a question or just like a quick comment? Because I know there's some other people in queue.
I'll make it real quick. It's just that I'm in a similar place where I can't have sugar or caffeine, and I'm struggling with lymphoma tumors, and so at any rate, it just there's a certain I get where Shannon's at, and I'm living in a sense of having live foods versus having processed foods, and what my body, how my body reacts to processed foods. If I put a piece of poisoned beef in my body, I have digestive pains. It takes forever for it to clear out of my body. It just is painful. It just won't do. It just doesn't. It is.
Wow.
Any processed foods, anything. I can make these tumors grow by eating 6 sugar cookies, you know, Oreo cookies. I can make these tumors grow, but they're feel good. Oh, I gotta have my once a week. I gotta have my feel good. If I don't have my feel good, I'm tired of the tumors and the chemo. In my case, chemo destroys the tumors instantly, but it takes longer for me to recover from the chemo, and I don't want any more chemo, so I keep working.
Yeah.
But anyway, they're outrunning me again, and I'm gonna do everything I can to avoid it. And I'll let you guys get back to the show, and thank you for the opportunity to share and enjoy you guys, and love you both, and hang in there, Shannon.
You too. Yes, and I would love to put you on my altar in prayer, too, and see perfection. And whatever your prayer is that you're asking for, I would love to put that on my altar.
It's just to demonstrate that in a biblical sense, all of my existence is based on a biblical sense. And please don't anybody listening or anybody here put any kind of religion on that, because I spent 30 years in rebellion to religion. And after I finally washed out everything I could do, I returned to God 18 years ago, and today I'm so awed at this energy that created us. This I don't say I know God anymore, because I'm not capable of knowing God. God is so, words can't explain this thing that created us, the magnificence of it, the possibilities that within it are just unfathomable to me. But one thing I'm sure of is this Creator is love, and this Creator loves us. But the other thing I'm also absolutely sure of, that I run into a lot of resistance to, is it's just like there's a set of absolute laws that govern the physical world, there are a set of absolute laws that govern the spiritual world. And the only result of trying to stay within both of them is an extended, fulfilled living. You start breaking the physical laws too hard, and death is instant. The time in the spiritual world is different, but we can no more break the spiritual laws and expect to have a healthy living than we can break the physical laws. And that's just the reality that we have to grapple with, and that doesn't mean we have to become old fogey snobbies. We're not going to. I mean, that's not what was intended either. But you know me, I could just talk for hours, Leah. You better just get me on mute.
Yeah.
Well, what you've said is that you are on your healing path, and you're not alone. You know you're not alone, and you have the host of heaven with you. And that you are discovering new things about your body, about your healing. And so thank you for sharing that about what you're dealing with, about the lymphoma. Yeah. I just really, really thank you for that.
Yes, thank you.
And the last thing, just to the prayer, Shannon, is then what I just said was to set the base for that. Then I will go and thank you again so much. Is that I be a living witness to what the book says about a renewed spirit and a renewed body. And the renewed spirit came from searching and breaking down and denying the lie, and then the truth will be shown to us. And then secondly, a renewed body, again, the renewed body comes from what you're talking about tonight, Shannon, and that is eating live food. Quit eating man's processed food that's killing us.
Yeah.
If you want to live, eat God's food. Nature has an answer for everything. Nature has a solution. All our needs are around us and have been here since the creation of this existence. And we didn't need man's produced garbage before, and we surely don't need it now. Love you guys.
I love you too. Blessings. Thank you so much. Thanks for the call, Russ.
Yes.
Yeah, people have taken on a big challenge incarnating now.
And I think we've talked about this before, because we're going into these higher levels of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And our physical bodies cannot go into these higher levels of consciousness doing the same old damn thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yes, I used the bad word. No.
Yeah.
It can't. Something will change, and you can be conscious of it or unconscious of it, but your body will go, wait, I can't shift energetically in the same paradigm, in the same toxicity that I was in. I can't.
Yeah.
And if you want me to go there, we got to change something.
Yeah. Now, I'm so happy you used that word, toxicity, because I hear this word bandied about a lot. Things are toxic. People are toxic. Environments are toxic. Our food is toxic.
Yes.
Everything's toxic. So I'm always encouraging people to not move into a place of hatred.
Yeah.
Like hating on the toxins. You know what? The toxins have a right to be here.
Absolutely, because they're having experience.
That's
they
right.
signed up to have the experience.
That's right. So just wanted to make that clear.
The good signed up to have the experience.
Yeah.
And that's where people get all lost, you know. And that's where, you know, even though Russ is having his experience, that's his experience to get closer to himself and to love himself more and have that faith, just like me. And that's how we travel. That's how we get here. And that's how we do our thing. And we put it into place. And it is so beautiful. The orchestra of creation is so incredible.
Mm.
And we look around. If you really, really just look around and see the orchestra, see how the creation is unfolding, even in negative, and the negative only can stay negative because you allow it to be in your space, in your dream, and you're dreaming. And once you take and start loving that negative and seeing that person for that beautiful being that they are, because they're not that negative.
Yes.
They're that
but that really takes centering yourself.
That came into my life to have the experience of being negative in my life.
Yes.
And that's where you start shifting your paradigm. That's where you start seeing things different. If you look at everybody and say, wow, they come into my place to come to have that experience.
Yeah.
And I agree to watch. I agree to be the witness with it. And I agree to have that experience with him.
Yeah.
All of the illusions start falling away.
Yeah.
And we go to that place of it. And we look in our body and we say, wow. You know, most people, there's a lot of people out there that can't even look at their body in the mirror and say, wow, you're so beautiful.
Yeah.
They can't even look in the mirror and say that to themselves because they see something wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
They're broke.
Yes.
But when you
And I do think that is changing.
It is.
I think one of the factors that I observe out in the world is, I've probably said this before on air, is for example, our young women who are pregnant. They don't try to cover their bellies anymore. They are actually accentuating their bellies.
Yeah.
Our grandmothers would turn over in their graves. I mean, you know, I mean, because they're saying, look, I'm not ashamed of this. I'm
breastfeeding
not ashamed.
In public. You know, back in the day, breastfeeding in public was absolutely no.
Right.
No, no, no.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but our, in our, how do I say it? We get in that place of judgment, and then we find something. We just find a little something wrong with somebody, and they're all broke. I mean, they could have a hair out of place, and all of a sudden, they're all broke.
Exactly.
But when we talk about food, and we're putting live, healthy food, whatever that may be, whatever that looks like, into our body, it's a positive reaction. So in that new reaction in the body, there's this chemical thing that happens. And what happens is the body goes, oh, my God, I'm getting nourished. I'm getting loved. I'm getting fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting heard. The body gets heard. And, you know, I thought about, oh, my God, all these aches and pains. I've been having these little aches and pains show up everywhere. And I started asking Spirit, why am I having it? Because that's where you stored stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And as I've been detoxifying my body and loving my body, it is now letting go. And so my cells are absorbing healthy nutrition and changing things.
Yes. I did one of those lemonade cleanses a while back,
uh-huh.
and my legs started aching so terribly. I mean, it was like I was just moaning. My legs ached so much. And that was just a dead giveaway that
right.
that something was moving.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It was some sort of a communication. Our bodies are very, very sophisticated.
Oh, it is the most beautiful machine.
Yeah.
The most glorified. I want to put it glorified. It is so perfect in every way.
Yes. Oh, we're pretty hard on our bodies.
Yes, we are.
We really are. Oh, and bless them, and they just want us to love them, really. It's like a child just wants to be loved. It's not that
it
hard
is.
When we remember
oh.
that, because
yes.
our bodies have their own consciousness.
That's
well,
right.
Well, I want to make sure that we open up anyone
yes.
else who would like to address anything with Shannon, and remember that Shannon will give free readings here, mm-hmm. and so I invite you to speak up.
Shannon?
Yes?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, barely.
Oh, sorry. This is Karen.
Oh, hi, Karen. Can we make it
hi.
Any louder?
I'm trying to. I'm not sure how to do it.
Okay. You're not on a speakerphone okay. or a headset?
I'm on a headset, yeah. That's weird.
Okay. Well, maybe if you...
Turn up the volume on the phone. If you're on a cell phone, turn the volume up on the phone because it would have a headset volume.
Yeah.
I can okay, hear you a little bit better now.
That's a different quality.
Yeah. You there?
This is Karen from Colorado,
yeah.
right?
Yes, it is.
Wonderful. Well, just kind of speak up, and it's good to talk with you. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're pretty proud of Shannon at this point.
I don't think she can hear it.
Oh, wait. Can you hear me?
There you are. Much better.
I can.
Much
okay.
better.
Okay.
I was just saying that okay. we're pretty proud of Shannon at this point.
Oh, I'm so, so proud of him and his experience and everything, and just so happy for him that he got this opportunity for this experience for his health and well-being and everything. And we had a long conversation the other day as well, you know, about this and everything with my trainings and things like that on that emotional, spiritual path and things like that. And I also just wanted to dip in that I really feel that what we are consciously doing, like you said, Leah, you know, about everybody talking about toxins and things like that, we need to embrace that because that is part of our awakening to
Karen,
help us. Yeah.
Can you bring the mic closer to your voice?
Yeah. Is that
there
better?
There you are.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Much better. Much better.
Okay.
So back up just a tad and repeat,
so,
if you will.
Okay. So what I was saying is, Leah, when you were talking about everybody referencing to toxins and things like that, I feel that is a gift because what it's helping is awakening the consciousness of humanity to step in and to be more responsible for mm. ourselves, and that there is this responsibility that is definitely coming more and more into consciousness and things like that. But what happens is with that responsibility comes this emotional awakening and the emotional consciousness of our actions, our behaviors, and things like that as well. And you know, you could. I said this to Shanna the other day because of my experience and my healing years ago. You know, I am one of those anal foodies that I do eat to live. Mm. And so my food, I have an analogy that I came up with years ago, is gas is to a car as food is to a body. And if you are not feeding that body nutritional, really healthy, wholesome nutritional foods, then you're going to be just like when you give diesel gas to your, you know, leaded fuel vehicle, yeah, is what dead food is to our body eventually. And so I, you know, I break it up between live food and dead food.
Yeah.
And where do I want to spend my money? Either way, food's expensive. And so where do I really want to put my investment? Do I want to invest in the big corporations creating the processed foods? Or do I want to invest in myself and my health and my well-being?
There you
that's
go.
That's kind of where I go. You
I
know,
like
get
it.
Some food for thought. But,
yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, God bless Russ. Thanks for sharing his thing. And he is definitely doing healing in my work. The lymphs are related emotionally with unworthiness. So God bless you for healing. Your body is healing that.
Yeah.
Because that is within my paradigm and my belief system. The body uses these microbes to heal with after they've been sequestered so long, those emotions, those deep traumas and things like that. So I really wanted to mention and thank him for that. But great show. And Shannon, I'm just in awe, you know. And I'm excited for you. Very excited for you.
Yes. And really, she's not a food hog, a snob. She just does, she really does eat healthy. And where she lives, they do have the resources in that area to, well, most of the restaurants there, and I'm saying most of them, everyone that I've been to, all serve as much organic or locally grown foods. And so most everything that Karen gets is locally grown food, from milk, cheese, all your vegetables, the meats, everything is locally grown. And
yeah,
that is spectacular.
Yes.
And there are so many spinoffs of that. It's not just the health, it's community that occurs.
Yes, it is. It is very
right.
much community where she lives. And that is so... That's why I always, if you ever get a chance, go to Buena Vista, Colorado, and look up Karen.
Tell us about it.
It is the most amazing, beautiful place. It's like this hidden gem there, and the food, the people, everything is so. It's
real.
It's real.
And
yeah,
where in Colorado, Karen?
Buena Vista.
Buena Vista?
Yes.
And the name of your lodge?
My wellness center is Alternative Choices Wellness Center. Yeah, and so offer some great services there, and whenever Shannon's up here, we do great workshops. We go hiking and all that kind of stuff. We just got dumped on with a couple of feet of snow the other day. So we have our spring snow.
We're having severe thunderstorms here right now. So it's been thundering the whole time. Yeah.
Okay.
And Karen, what's your last name?
Lacey, L-A-C-Y, Lacey.
L-A-C-Y. Okay, I should know that, but I didn't.
I'm going to throw this out. Karen has just got certified in a new, well, I don't know if it's new technology, but it's new to her. And that I would really, I'm excited because I really want to go whenever I get well enough to travel. I want to go and have this technique done to me because one of the techniques that is she was explaining to me is that it's about meditation. It can help you silence your mind even deeper.
Yeah, it's brainwave optimization. And so what it is, it's a closed circuit set of technology, and the sensors placed on the different places of the lobes of the brain are put on the head. It reads the frequency energy from that lobe, goes into the computer, comes back around to mirror, have the brain mirror itself with acoustic tones to balance it and self-optimize itself. It is incredible. So I'm so, so honored to have gotten the chance at this technology. But it has helped many, many, many. Over 60,000 people have their amazing experiences with it. And I just, after getting certified in it, they brought out a continuing ed unit. And he came up with a four-sensor protocol, the first one, and it's called Meditation Prayer Mindfulness.
Oh,
and
my.
Designed to help take the brain into a deeper, deeper relaxed state for helping people get into meditation, because I actually have clients who cannot get into meditation. And so, therefore, in even prayer, you know, they don't feel like they're really, you know, entering into that heart space during their prayer and things like that. And so, I hooked myself up this weekend and did a couple of sessions with that new protocol. Oh, my goodness, it's very interesting.
I want to go to something. You know, prayer. Let's talk about that real quick.
Yes.
Because prayer is a form of meditation. But when you run do an effective prayer, you've got to silence the mind. So once the prayer you've put it out or you've spoken, which is the vibration, you speak it into existence. It's the vibration, you're speaking it. And people are wanting God to answer. Well, the place you find God's answer is in the silence, in the stillness.
Yes.
And that's
in that stillness. That's where everything happens. There's so much happening in silence. It's just so remarkable.
And that's what these people struggle with, is that silence.
Yes. Even in healing the body, you want to get the body silent. And so you can hear it. Because the body is constantly, constantly talking to us and telling us what it needs. And it does it by pain, several different things. You can have dizziness. You can have many different things. It tells us what it needs, but we don't listen to it. We don't.
True.
And so our body.
Weren't we talking about denial before the show?
Oh, yes. That denial is.
Denial.
Denial is the biggest thing because it's one of the bigger illusions that we put in our place that says, oh, I'm happy. Well, no, you're denying the truth of yourself.
Yes.
You're denying, you know, and that's the part, it's like, who am I? Well, I'll tell you, I'm an extraordinary being. I am. And there's nothing you can't change that. Because I am that person. I am.
Wow. And Karen, it sounds like you are doing a marvelous job at connecting people with their own selves on a higher level.
Well, you know, there's a story behind it, but I won't go into it. But it came into my presence last summer, and because of the cost of the technology, I had to pass it up. But I always know, I tell Spirit, if this comes back around, then I have to listen. And sure enough, it did, as a gift. And so, Spirit brought it back around, and here it is. And it was just like, this is that peace, Leah. You know, when you yearn to know that there's a way to get deeper and more effective, on certain issues of the emotional, physical, spiritual body and things like that for people who aren't well practiced in, you know, meditation and things like that, but are just starting out on a foundational thing. And that's where I had put that prayer out there, and I had kept praying, I know there's something more, I know there's something more, and boom, here it came. And this was an answer to my prayers. So the two pieces of technology that I have now really, I feel, help with a total wellness and wholeness to an individual that is incredible if, you know, they are ready to step up and you know, work on themselves. Because really all it comes down to is the individual and taking care of themselves, and what is it, what experiences do they want to have, how do they want to do it, and things like that. And
if they're willing.
That's it. They have to be a willing partner, and that's where that responsibility comes in as well. They are committing. They're committing to loving themselves, taking care of themselves. And it really isn't that hard. We've just been conditioned through our society to think that, you know, somebody else knows our body and us better than we do, and that that's so not true.
That's true. That's a very profound statement.
Yeah.
So thank you. Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for supporting Shannon and for tuning in tonight and all of your inspiring comments. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I love both of you. And Leah, I would love for you to come visit sometime. And
I see myself there.
I do.
Well, Shannon is so high on the whole thing, and you know, just your lifestyle, your way of life, and
you need to have a show with her, Leah, and so she can really go into detail about what that environment and the whole process there, because Karen healed herself. And she has a really amazing story.
There we go.
You're
on the list, Karen. On the list. Okay.
Thank you. Okay. I would love to.
It is truly, truly remarkable, her spiritual journey and her journey into creating the center and finding these technologies that she has, because she has more than just that technology and herself, her presence herself is pretty incredible. And I get to have the honor to go there and play in that world with her. And it's truly remarkable. And Karen does stuff over the phone, too. She helps people all over the place, all over the United States.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, I think probably all three of us do that. Because we can. The technology is here, so let's utilize it. Oh, that's just gorgeous. Well, you're on the list, Karen.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And Shannon, thank you. That is just really nice of you. And I accept it, and I'm receiving it. My new thing, receiving those lovely things that people are saying.
Yes. Oh, well done. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
Awesome.
Well, okay, Shannon, we're down to the closing minutes of the show, and we don't have to just keep perfect time there, but I'm sensitive that we are winding down here. I would like to open up a portal that people can look through however they see this, however they want to experience the future Earth. And what do you see human beings eating, and how do you see human beings thriving together around food in the next paradigm that I would call the fifth dimension? The fifth dimension, just to be clear, is how we create etherically and then kind of bring that back into the third dimension physicality to make that our reality. So it's really transcendent to what we have now in terms of liberty and freedom and respect for all beings and cooperation. That's the new paradigm that I'm talking about, the wholeness of Earth. What do you see around food for human beings, the new humans?
Well, Leah, I wanted to make this joke. I was like, remember in Willy Wonka when they chewed the bubble gum? That's what we're going to see in the new, you know, to come. And that will eventually happen.
Willy Wonka in the chocolate factory? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, when they had the gum and you could eat the whole meal. It tastes like turkey and gravy and, you know, things like. I wanted to make this, make a joke because you asked, well, what does it look like? And it kind of, well, eventually, we probably will have a peel that you just take, and it gives us all of our vitamins and nutrients and everything like that, and it's very healthy.
Mm-hmm.
But in this new place, what we're really learning is because we've so forgot. We have so forgot, and it's kind of we've detached from one another as food, gardening, growing, becomes a community. And when we have a community and we're growing something, when you're around plants and you're around, you know, you're working in the gardens and you're working in that place, you become alive. And there's a connectedness. And that connectedness is what we've been looking for and we've lost. Mm-hmm. And that's where we're going back to, is the connectedness. Because we forgot it.
Definitely. And being interconnected. Like,
that's
how
right.
about being interconnected with that which causes us to thrive, which would be healthy
yes.
plant
healthy.
Life,
yes.
and the animals as well.
Yes.
To be interconnected with them in a respectful way
yes.
that's not abusive.
Yeah. And that's what I say. It's that intimacy. It's that connected place that we truly, truly seek to thrive, to go deeper, to take ourselves back into that consciousness of our divinity. And I use the word divinity as in a place of our grace, purity.
Mm-hmm.
Because we walk this path, we're here,
yeah,
and we're here, and we're experiencing, and it's so beautiful. And
isn't it though? You know the words that you're sharing tonight, divinity and purity, and we were kind of parsing words a little bit when Russ was on about perfection.
Yes.
The purity is for me. It's alignment. It's that self love that cycles through perpetually, and the deep sharing, like what you're saying. It's not just about me, me, me. It's how can I share this? How can I allow this to overflow? And so others are blessed as well.
Yes.
And so that for me, I like to say imperfectly perfect. Because
that's right.
We are perfect. I mean, Shannon, you've taught me this. We are perfect. It's all perfect. And in my perfection, that allows for me to continue to learn in my imperfection how that's all perfect. And so
yeah.
I don't know if that's unclear, but the purity, that's what I'm hearing. It's like, oh, but I tripped up and I ate a chocolate chip cookie. Oh, I must not be pure. Now, wait a minute. We're not here to put a guilt trip on anybody.
No. No.
Yeah, we're allowing Shannon
perfection
to share
and
to broadcast his light, but we're not trying to bring anybody into a one way or a guilt trip.
Right. I am in perfection in my being of who I am, but I'm not so perfect that I can't grow.
Yeah.
Because I am constantly evolving. Every
mm-hmm.
second, every nanosecond, I'm
yeah.
evolving and I'm experiencing and I'm expanding and I'm rejoicing.
Mm.
And I'm getting to be in that place and it's all good. It's all good, no matter if whatever it is.
That's right, folks. You heard it here on Unzipping Reality. It's all good.
It is all
easy.
Good.
I know it's easy to say. I know
That's
there
right.
are people listening to this that have a degree right. of discomfort in their lives.
Yes.
And can we please get the higher perspective? It's important. It's for all of humanity that
yes.
we learn that we really can reach into our potential and bring
because,
that
you know,
right here where we live.
That's right. Even if somebody makes transition, and even if it's something very sudden,
yeah,
everything is in perfection, and it's the way it is. And sometimes they have to make transition for us to grow, and that's a hard thing to say. And the way that we grow is because we begin to search for our own spirit inside to make a connection with that person. Because that's our desire, is to make a soul connection from the other side, a heart connection. But I will tell you the easiest way to do that is to make a heart connection today with that person while they're here and be intimate with that person and love that person. So if they make transition, that connection is still there.
Mm.
And you can feel them through your heart.
Yes, because separation really is the illusion. We're not separate. We're all the one. And that's what we're here to discover. And tonight we've been talking about making that kind of discovery through food. And through being mindful of our spiritual path. And I want to thank Karen Lacey from her Alternative Choices Wellness Center up in Buena Vista, Colorado. Thank you, Karen Lacey. And I want to thank Russ for calling in, Russ
yeah.
Dove. And Russ did bid us good night on the chat. He did want us to know that perfection is the knowing of the fullness of the creation that I am.
That's
that is
right.
so beautiful. And he also had one other little part. We will fall short, so we are imperfect. And as long as we have to eat, sleep, and get rid of what we eat, we will not be, quote, perfect.
That's right.
So yes, we get it. We get it. All of the above. Well, Shannon, you are on your journey, on your voyage, And we are for you. And thank you so much for inspiring us tonight and being a true guide in the world. And I just love you. And is there anything else that you'd like to say before we end?
I would like to tell everybody, watch, and because I will be back out there, and I will be teaching angelic Reiki here in Houston, Austin, Buena Vista, the Valley, Dallas, anywhere anybody wants to call me, I'm ready to go because I am ready and willing to touch people's lives.
Beautiful. Angelic Reiki. Well, we'll have to develop that a little bit more, but yes. That sure sounds like you have been doing all the prep work that you need to do to reach through all the veils and touch people, and
yes.
or not, just energetically touch people, we'll say it that way. So
yes.
Thank you so much for being my guest tonight, and we've been missing you, and we're glad that you're here and that everything is healing up very, very well. And thank you for sharing some of the details of your learning and sharing them with us. So thank you so
Thanks.
Much. And oh, and don't forget, heartspiritwalker.com is Shannon's website, and he does do readings over the phone. And
yes.
So just contact him through heartspiritwalker.com. And then please contact me as well, Leah LaChapelle. And that is fearorlove.com. And you can have an awakening session as well. They're all custom, no two are alike. And so this is highly intentional that I am doing this with my life. And it is such a joy. So on that note, it is time to sign off, and that's it for Unzipping Reality, April the 19th, 2015, and it is the great letting go. Oneness happens with allowance and balance. So trust the process, know the process, be the process, and do the process as we unzip reality. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.